This episode is sponsored by Pelton's Underwear, protecting that which matters most. Okay, welcome back to the Springbok Supporter Support Group, now known as the Springbok Supporters Podcast, Cheesy.
Yeah.
First time on the show?
First time. Great to be here, man.
Welcome, buddy. You and I watched the game yesterday.
Yeah, the game.
You were very confident that the guys were going to win, Cheesy.
Look, I think we went in there with a solid game plan.
You know? Yeah.
The outcome, not exactly what you wanted, but, you know, you take some and you win some. Like, every day things will change, so.
Yeah.
We'll definitely see Ireland again, I think.
Okay, well, firstly, we want to say congratulations to Ireland for winning, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I didn't have them. I mean, yes, we know they're dangerous and stuff. We know they can play. But I don't think they were going to win. Definitely. But I also never think any team is going to beat South Africa. Like, even if we're playing the All Blacks at Eden Park, I think the Boks are going to win.
Yeah. You know? No, definite. Definite. I think it was more of our game to lose when we walked in.
Yes, exactly. Which is what happened.
Yeah.
Painful. Yeah, it was for us to lose.
The first half, it was a good first half. It went by really quick. The pace was something else.
Mm.
Second half, yeah. Things were still gelling, but they didn't quite gel the way we needed it.
Yeah. I mean, the bomb squad did well. They won one or two. I think the bomb squad did well. The guys are saying, no, the bomb squad was defused, you know. I don't know that they were defused. I think that the bomb squad did quite well. I mean, they won some scrums. They came in. They made an impact. I think there was a lot of hype about the 7-1 split. And because the last time we destroyed the All Blacks with a 7-1 split. So I think now guys were saying, geez, you know, it's going to be like that because it worked so well against the All Blacks. You know, it's going to work so well against Ireland. It still worked. We actually would have said if we had converted that it worked.
True. It the game, I think we just lost the game with the kicking.
Yeah.
That is exactly where we lost it. That's where all the points went.
Yeah.
That we needed.
But, you know, Nina, about the coach, says he says that it's not just the kicking. It's the fact that when we had an opportunity to score in their half, we had two opportunities, I think. We didn't take those opportunities, you know. So he's saying, yes, the kicking, but also the kicking and the opportunities, not the kicking or. Which is a nice coach thing to say. But even though we didn't take the opportunities, had we kicked,
you know,
we would have still won by a big margin.
No, that's true. That's true. I mean, if you look at Springbok rugby, I don't think we're a team. Look, Romania, yes, we were scoring tries left, right, and center, but yeah. We're not those guys.
Yeah,
you know, we do kicking. We apply a lot of pressure. A lot of tries will come towards the end if you've run out of steam with us.
Mm.
But our kicking has generally just been on point, and we've relied on it a lot. And now, I think we need a bit of a mental mind shift.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, the kicking is just not it.
And we are scoring more tries now than probably ever before as a Springbok squad.
True.
You know, so we're very attacking now.
Our play is so different.
Yeah.
It is so different.
Especially from 2019.
Yeah.
Where we were a little bit one or two dimensional, but we had a strong defense, the best in the world.
No, true.
And now we still have the defense. I was expecting the guys to play the forwards more, you know?
The driving nails.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, at this stage, you know, I think it's still relatively safe to still test out a few things, see where you're lacking.
Yeah.
And for me, that's my consolation.
It's a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, it's a blessing in disguise. It's good to lose now.
Exactly. If there was a game to lose, it's this game.
This is it.
Yeah. There's no other game that we can afford to lose.
True.
We played the number one in the world. We lost. I'm not, look, all respect to Ireland, but I'm not going to say that they won. They did win, yes, at the end of the day, don't get me wrong. But we also lost that game. You know,
It wasn't a convincing win.
yeah, it's not like Ireland were like completely, you know, running us crazy around the park and we were nowhere. Ireland took probably 90% of their chances, if not more. And we took what, maybe 70 or 80.
True. Yeah.
You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? You know, but that's quality credit to Ireland because they took all their chances. That's a quality team.
No, not true. I mean, Sexton, it wasn't more of the attacking. His kicking was great yesterday.
Yeah, you can kick him.
Amazing kicking. And I think that's what we're lacking. We're lacking that consistency
Yeah. So,
where we really need those points.
yeah. So, Lebok, you know, Lebok for me is like Beauden Barrett. I think we spoke about it.
Yeah.
Like, Beauden Barrett is a phenomenal rugby player, but he's the bad kicker.
Yeah.
And the All Blacks said, okay, Bodie, we're going to put you at 15, and we're going to put, what's his name, Mwanga at 10, and Mwanga kicks and plays well. He's actually the 10 of the team. And but the problem is that Bani is an outright 10. We can't really shift
Shift
him.
him and
So, but what we can do, put him at 10, and then put maybe Polly at 12.
yeah, Pollard is versatile. He
Pollard can play 12. He's
can
played it
play 12. He
before.
can do it.
Now that's a team.
That's a team.
Pollard takes the kicks. Money plays 10.
Money
Two
is
flyers on the park.
he's always scoping. He's always seeing what's happening, and his passing is it's amazing. Into the hands,
Yeah. His out-of-hand
accurate.
passing is
Just
unbelievable.
so you know, you can't fault him there. And
Yeah.
look, he missed kicks, but he did create a try for us. So
That's the thing, you know, that's the dichotomy, and I see where the guys are saying, what the Springbok guys are saying about Manie. He creates a lot of points, and he does, you
yeah.
know. And we love Manie. I mean, also we backed him, you know. The coaches got us behind Manie, and we are behind them still. We back Manie still. We just don't want him to come into form or go in and out of form in a World Cup year.
Yeah.
He's got another next season. There's a whole new season.
It's a whole new
Mani
season.
can be the best 10 we've ever seen, and then he can find his kicking boots.
You can go and chill with Monet, you
Yeah.
know, have a one-to-one
In
there.
Pretoria.
Exactly.
Drink brandy and wine.
Get
What's it?
some
Brandy and
tips.
Coke.
Yeah. Take a week, take a month.
Brandewijn, you know, with
Exactly.
go on like a hiking trip, camping trip
Chop
with
and dop.
chop and dop trip with Morne Steyn, with Percy Montgomery and Pollard.
Yeah.
I can't think of anybody else. And Naz Burt if he's available. Those guys all go on a Laka camping
Even Pat
trip.
Lambie, he can go. You know,
Pat
Lambie's, yeah,
Lambie.
Lambie's got time now.
Lambie, Nas, Polly and Morne, we're gonna pay for it.
Yeah.
Cheesy, you and I. We're gonna
No.
sponsor the guys to go on a away trip and just talk to the guys, you know, get some confidence, whatever. Then the next 2 3 years, we're gonna see Manie Le Bock actually coming onto his own, you
Yeah.
know,
Yeah.
being because the moment if that guy can kick, he's gonna be the best 10 we've ever had.
Or maybe the kicking thing, the strategy, just don't look.
Yeah,
That
don't
no
look.
look cross kick, amazing, accurate.
Yeah. Don't look when you kick money.
Don't look and don't have time to think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, we can't, South Africa, we can't look the other way with the kicking. That's the thing.
No.
You gotta be 80% kicker in the World Cup. You look at, you know, your friend Sexton. Jeez, he doesn't ever look like missing.
No.
You know? Because he's old and he's been there. I'm sure there was a time where he was, you know. But he can kick.
Did you see his last kick for posts? He literally kicked, and before it had even gone, he was walking off.
Yeah.
He was committed. He knew it
Yeah.
was done.
Yeah. And that confidence in the kicking, man, we need that.
That's what we need, yeah.
My thing, I think I'm not a kicking guru, but Marnie kicks left with both feet. And I'm just like, maybe choose one foot, you know?
Perfect it.
And unless he's super ambidextrous, like properly, as in 50-50, left and right.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know? But we all have a dominant foot.
Yeah.
Maybe just learn to kick with one leg.
Do something. Something.
You know? It's impressive that he can kick with 2 feet, though. It is very
true,
impressive.
True. I mean, you know, watching yesterday's game, you know, the first half, I don't think I had time to drink. But the second half, yes, there was so much time. I think yeah. I was actually now just drinking away some of the sorrows.
Yeah. Yeah, we were surrounded by 20 or so Englishmen that were rooting like crazy for Ireland.
Mm.
And I was like, guys, I'm sorry, where is England? You know? I get it. You know, root for your Northern Hemisphere team, but geez. I still said to the one guy, hey, congratulations for beating Chile. You know, well done. You guys beat Chile today. Wow.
And was it even a convincing one against Chile?
Against Chile. Yeah, no. It wasn't like a... I don't remember the score, but it wasn't like a cricket score. But yeah, no, the guys played. But, you know, England are dangerous because they still have a chance.
No, they do.
Yeah, at the semis.
They do. Definitely do. You know, and I think now, for us, I wouldn't say it's an easier path.
Yeah.
But it's a path of less resistance.
For sure. I think we can beat France without François... François Depor. What's his name?
Antoine Depor.
Without Antoine Depor and without Entermac. Without those two guys, as much respect as we have for the French team, Depor is a freak of nature, though, you know?
No, he is. He is.
He's an unbelievable player. He's like our Malcolm Marx.
True. True.
You know, it hurts us. As much as we don't want to admit it, not having Marx in the team.
You can feel it.
Yeah.
You see it on the field. And
yeah. And I didn't think we had a lot of fetches. Yes, we had Quagga, and Quagga is a very good player. But Malcolm is such a good fetcher, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
He wins that ball so well.
Need someone to go into that breakdown and pull it out.
Yeah.
Make it happen.
I think the guys had a very unique strategy yesterday. I couldn't quite figure it out, but it seemed to be backline, a lot of backline play. And I think it was around Mani. Mani's a backline kind of, you know, play off the hand kind of guy, and the team are playing around him. But Polly's possibly playing. I think Rassi said that he is playing against Tonga. Probably a 10.
Get him up and running.
Yeah. And if Polly's in there at 10, our style is going to be different.
Yeah.
It's going to be forward dominated.
Yeah.
And Polly at 10 now.
Which I think is also one of the main reasons we did a 7-1 split.
Yeah, exactly.
Forwards, you know.
Yeah.
Because that's where we're dominant. We apply that pressure. We keep applying that pressure until you crack. And it just didn't. There was a lot of running rugby yesterday, it's nice. It's nice to see something very different, but sometimes we just have to go back to route one. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. That's the best thing that we do as the box.
Mm.
Route one rugby. Our bomb squad didn't get a chance really to explode because there was no detonator. Yeah. I've been trying to work detonator into bomb squad, you know, whole bomb squad thing. I don't know if it's working, but I think there's a possibility to use detonator as a, you know.
Somewhere in there
we can, you know, we need a detonator. Well, it's a bomb squad, but we're not using the word detonator.
Mm.
We need a detonator, Cheesy. And I think Andre Pollard is the detonator.
That is the fuse.
It's not good. It's all good and well you've got a big bomb.
Mm.
But not without a detonator and Polly might be passing a bit more to the forwards than to the back.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Lebok will... Although Lebok is good, eh? But I mean, Lebok is not... Doesn't seem to be very forward game orientated.
Yeah.
You know? He wants to pass out to his boys in the back. You know, champagne rugby. And geez, he can play some serious champagne rugby.
No, and I think we have moments for that, but we also have moments to be extremely dominant.
Yeah,
up front.
But you know, champagne rugby, champagne is made in France. Glamorous. It's like luxurious. We need Pollard brandy rugby, which is ugly. You know, give it to the guys in front.
Yeah.
And we play brandy and Coke rugby.
Yeah.
That's the Coke. That's the Coke. That's the game we want to play. A dirty, ugly game without no any class. We don't want to be on the highlight reels.
We want to go to the dark places.
Yeah.
You know when you go into the change room and you shower and you start feeling bruises? That's the kind of rugby we need to play.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's nice to play a different variety. And our forwards make opportunities, but then we need to kick. So actually, we're blessed. We can play forward dominated. We can play backline running. With a balance of the forwards getting us penalties, as long as we kick them over, we're winning.
Yeah.
We can play both sides.
That's all we need. That's all we really need.
But how good was Ireland, though?
Look, Ireland, I don't know if you noticed, but they normally play a very good running style of rugby. And I don't think we gave them the opportunity to run as much as they wanted. They couldn't be out here.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was we managed Ireland.
Yeah, really. We shut them down.
Yeah.
It was the best attack against the best defense, and it was like zero. Everybody was equal.
Everyone is equal.
Yeah, and that's why it came down to discipline, and it came down to penalties.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because then you punish discipline. If you don't punish rugby mistakes, then you punish discipline, and discipline normally gives you penalties, and we couldn't convert that. Anyway, where to from now, Cheesy?
Look, I think Tonga is up next. You know, we play that. And I think that's also an opportunity to really experiment. And really see what's working for us. We can do a few changes, swaps. But I think we now really need to have a solid...
If you had to pick a squad for Tonga, a South African squad for Tonga, okay, so the forward is you know, it's not that tricky because we know, I always look, if I see a squad sheet, I always look at 10, the first thing I look at.
That's where you know, look, that's where the game is made.
Yeah.
That's where the game is made.
Yeah.
But.
Because Dwayne was not playing.
Yeah, he was up in the stands with
Yeah. Him. I don't know if he's coaching.
I guess he's been watching, you know, from the sidelines.
Yeah.
Seeing what, you know, and if you're in the field, you know, you have a different perspective. So, you know, you have Dwayne who you can tap on.
Yeah.
Like, listen, what do you think we need?
But I wonder if Dwayne will be like a forwards coach. No, maybe not a forwards coach. Yeah, maybe. No, because we know we're losing Ninaba. And Rassi's going to stick around. And Rassi's all about continuity. What if Dwayne...
The bus for Mule.
Is the new forward coach.
Look, in South Africa, I don't think we could get anyone greater.
No, we couldn't.
We couldn't. We really couldn't.
Yeah, if he retires after the World Cup and he doesn't want to play overseas, stays at home, coaches the Bok forward pack, geez, that's going to be a win for us.
Yeah, it's going to be a win. It's going to be a win.
The experience he's bringing in, you know, fresh as well. Possibly, I don't know, but he was in the coaching box. Why would he be in the coaching box? He must be like, it must be already working him in to be a coach.
But see, that's the beauty of the Springboks, the depth.
Yeah.
You know, on any given day, we can give you any forward pack. And
yeah, and we're cutting you open. Yeah.
Is you're in trouble.
Yeah, and the hits were big, eh?
They were really big. There were some really big hits.
Yeah,
some really big hits. But you know, it's going to be interesting. I wonder how Eben took that being held up in the
tackle. Yeah.
I don't think he slept well. Eh?
No, exactly.
That one is going to go to heart.
But again, that's, you know, credit to the Irish because, geez, they're good, eh? Their four pack actually. Met and matched ours.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm.
And that's because probably part of the reason why they're the number one. They just don't have the depth that we do, which I think where we'll kill them next time is that, yes, as much as the bomb squad didn't quite fire properly this time, like how we were expecting, next time, geez, now that the guys have felt each other as well, I don't see the Bucks losing again. Eh?
No,
As
I really
much as
don't.
these guys are attacking and stuff, geez, I just don't see the Bucks.
If we have our kicking sorted,
Yeah. We'll dominate any team in the world.
yeah. Because we will force the errors.
Yeah,
If we're in your half,
exactly.
we force the errors.
Yeah. What did you think of Ben O'Keefe?
Look, he I think he had a really good game.
Yeah, that's what Rassi said.
Yeah, he had a really good game. It was him. Man of the match was
Aki, Bandi Aki,
Aki,
yeah.
yeah, Bandy. What a player.
Yeah, no.
What runs?
Yeah.
You
Bandi
know,
Aki is like on his own level in
on his
that
own
team,
level. Yeah,
yeah.
literally, if you don't stop him,
Yeah.
you've got problems. And thank God we tackle well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we, Damian Delaney met him because Bandi didn't necessarily go through. There was a point where he was playing out on the wing, isn't it?
Mm.
I think I saw him on the wing.
Yeah, you went
He
up to
made a
the
run on the
yeah.
wing, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he was like, maybe I might not go for Damian, but maybe I'll go through like Cheslin, which is not necessarily a lot
That's not a
easier.
great idea.
No. Yeah, because
I think
Cheslin will
Jaslyn
hold you
lives
in
for
there.
some of those moments.
Yeah. Like, okay, come to the wing, Bundy.
Yeah.
But still, Bundy IQ is a class actor.
No, he is a class act. Jaslyn, I think, also played really well. The
Yeah.
jumping man,
Yeah, Colby.
he's
Jeez.
amazing.
Yeah, and he didn't get much ball, but when he got the ball, there was nobody, and that's the perfect
Yeah.
like backline sort of strategy is that give the guy the ball and there isn't anybody in sight.
Yeah.
I think our ultimate team involves Vili because Vili
Really level,
passes
definite.
like Mane,
Yeah.
you know.
And Vili has foresight. He's also a bit of a visionary. He's watching.
Yeah, a lot of vision.
Yeah, he's got a lot of vision. He knows what's happening, sees where people are. So, yeah. But I don't know. I don't know.
So who would you pick as 10 against Ireland? Oh no, sorry. Semi-final against we're playing France.
Against France, yeah.
I mean, assuming Ireland beat Scotland, which they should, and end at 2, because Ireland still have to play
Look,
Scotland.
like I said, I don't know about that game here.
You think
It's
Scotland could
not set in stone for Ireland. At this point in time, Scotland have absolutely nothing to lose.
No, they've got zero to lose.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't think they're going to give Ireland a free pass.
Yeah.
It's going to be a very bruising, very physical game. It's going to be tough.
It might cost Ireland like a player or something.
Yeah. Not to say that Tonga is a walk in the park. No, it's not. But I think our next two games are a lot easier than what Ireland have. Yeah, we've gone over the hill now. So, yeah,
Yeah.
it's going to be bruising. You know, there's Scotland, there's New Zealand coming up as well.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. So, okay, we assume Ireland wins. Who's your 10?
I still leave Lebok.
Really?
I still leave Lebok.
And Polly?
No, Polly will put at 12. Lebok, we leave.
12.
Yeah, we take him out
Okay,
of kicking.
yeah. Lebok 10.
But Lebok, when it comes to crunch time and the little gaps, he sees. He's really great at that.
So Polly 10 and Damien at 13.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound too bad. But can Damien play 13 though, you know? Also, the box system where now Lukanu is perfectly fit and healthy, but he's sitting on SuperSport. As much as
Listen.
I like the box systems of fairness and stuff, Lukanu arm is it's difficult to leave out of a teammate.
You know, it hurts me every time I see him on SuperSport.
Yeah, because
He's
you're
in the
like,
wrong place, wrong country. Like,
yeah.
no.
As much as I respect the guy's internal policies, I think they might need to readdress some of those policies after that, because now what we're sitting with the situation where possibly we've got a fit Lukanu. Yes, he hasn't. He's not match fit, and yes, I respect what they say. The guy needs game time, you know.
Yeah,
can't just bring him into World Cup and expect miracles. And I agree. And it's the same with Pollard. You know, you can't just bring Pollard in and say, he's the same Pollard from 2019. He's gonna kick them all over and be the best player and do all the stuff. No, we understand that there's form and everything. But at the same time, you also don't need to leave him out completely. There's a balance.
Fly him. He can leave tonight. Tomorrow night.
Let him start getting practice now.
Now, yeah.
You know? Get him in the squad now. Four scrum offs. We don't need four scrum offs.
No.
I know we've got great scrum offs. But if you had to choose between four scrum offs and one Lukanu arm, you know,
it's a no-brainer.
You know, overlooks.
Yeah. You have to fly him out.
I don't know. The guys have a lot of talent, and I get their idea. I just hope it's not too idealistic. You know, in an ideal world, everybody gets a chance. But their guys are good, though.
No, they are
good.
It's
not like, you know, they're taking random people. But also, you have to consider what people have done for you in the past.
True.
You know, that is true. You can't just say it's not going to be the same guy. It might not be 100%, but still, if he can do it before, if he did it before, he might be able. There's a good chance he can do it again.
He can do it again, yeah.
Yeah. As opposed to being a guy that's going to do it for the first time.
Yeah. You know? And, you know, and I think this is, first, this is a very crucial World Cup. You know, this is, we have the chance to do the back-to-back.
Yeah.
You know, a chance like this might not come along. So I think we really need to look at some of our choices, some of our decisions. And I just want to win. That's it.
Exactly, yeah. So do you think we can win the final?
Oh, if we get to the final, we're winning the final.
Yeah, if we get to the final,
Yeah, we're playing for a lot of things. We're playing for load shedding.
Yeah.
There's a lot. There's a lot on the line here.
France or Ireland. His motivations are great, but they can never beat our motivations. And that's just the fact of the matter.
Yeah.
You know, they play for glory. We don't really play for glory. We play so that the next child that's, like Rassi says, in Zwede, doesn't suffer like Sia had to suffer. You know, we play for a whole generation.
Is bigger than just the game.
It's exactly. It's not about an individual where at the end of the day, people say you're great. We've got great rugby players. But the motivation behind why the box play is so much bigger than any other nations. France's motivation is that they want to be the best rugby team in the world. That's not a big enough motivation for the Springboks. We don't just want to be the best rugby team in the world. We want to be a rugby team that represents all South Africans in a meaningful way, where any person from any part of South Africa can feel, you know, like they say, a bit of hope, about some inspiration in their poverty.
We're there to ignite dreams.
Yeah.
That's Springbok rugby.
That next poor kid that comes from that environment can look at the box and say, if Sia, if Mapimps, you know, if Faf comes from a different kind of a background, but still, maybe some poor kid in rural Ellis Ras is looking at Faf.
Yeah.
And he say, if all these guys can do it, then they can do it.
It's doable.
Yeah.
It is doable.
That's why we play.
Yeah.
Our thing is so generational. It's nothing to do with making Faf the greatest rugby player of all time. It's to make Faf an example of what South Africa can produce.
Yeah, and we just continue on that trajectory.
So, France, South Africa, you've got who's to win? France.
Oh, no.
Box.
The box all the way. The box all the way.
In a semi-final, home semi-final. But that's what we do. We did that to Japan, although it was Japan, but still, it was a semi-final at home.
Yeah, but listen, Japan, there was also history.
Yeah,
There
there
was
was
a lot
that.
of history in that
Yeah, yeah,
game.
yeah.
But yeah, I don't think we play to make people comfortable.
Yeah.
No. France, if they make it there, that's going to be great. It's going to be a great final, but you know, we're trying to take this cup back home.
Yeah, where it belongs.
We've come with an objective, and that's what we want to do. That's our mission, and that's what we want to complete.
Exactly. Yeah, and we and there's no reason why with a good team, with our forward pack, with our defense, geez, mate, we can do it.
We can,
The only problem is that we don't like to go in as favorites. But we're not favorites,
We're not
really.
favorites.
Ireland are
Yeah.
favorites. France is favorites.
Yes.
And the real underdogs is New Zealand. New Zealand.
That is a dark horse.
Speaking
Excuse the
about New
pun.
Zealand, Geoff Wilson.
Yes.
Do you remember Geoff Wilson says that when we beat New Zealand 28, whatever it was, basically 50-0 compared to, it's equivalent.
Yeah.
It's when they beat us 50-0, we beat them 28, whatever. That's the equivalent for New Zealand. That's the best that we could ever play. He got a lot of heat for it from the Bok fans. Now he's kind of a little bit more diplomatic about it. But what he was telling us was that they don't expect New Zealand, South Africa, to be much better than that, which is actually a good thing for us.
That's what we like. When you doubt us, that's what we like. Now it's a point to prove.
Yeah. So I have a message, John. If Geoff Wilson is listening of New Zealand on the show The Breakdown, and Geoff Wilson is a legend.
No, he is.
I mean, let's not t I mean he is, he's quality. And we know that. But I have a le I just have a small message for Geoff Wilson. If you could afford me the opportunity.
No, go for it.
Just a small, tiny, small message to send to Geoff Wilson from the Springbok Supporters Podcast. First episode 2.0. Geoff, please, Geoff, keep writing us off. It's the best thing for Springbok rugby is when a New Zealand pundit like Geoff Wilson and like that other oak, what's his name? One of their writers, I forget his name now, very famous writer. He's got the Ben, he's got the same name as a backline. Those two guys keep writing us off because the more New Zealand says, ah, the Springboks, not really. No, not these guys.
Yeah, continue.
Jeez, the more we look like rock stars, man.
Keep talking.
The best.
Keep talking.
And they'll divert that attention because they're not hot right now at all.
No, I mean, you did watch that France All Black game. It was not a walk in the park.
Yeah, dude. And I had on my Super Brew the All Blacks to win because I still think of the All Blacks as the original All Black. When the Fra when France beat them, they weren't even like too happy. They were just like, "Oh well, yeah, no, it's a Tuesday. No, tomorrow we've got a plan, we've got lunch plan."
Yeah.
You know, there was nothing like, "Yes, we just beat New Zealand." No, they were just like, "Yeah."
I don't even think the guys had a beer after this. They just got into their cars. Listen, guys, we're gonna go home. I'll
Somber.
see you tomorrow, and, you know, and we discuss the game.
Yeah.
But it was good.
Somber victory. Anyway.
Plus, I think, you know, people have now figured out the All Blacks.
Yeah, they're
They're a
definitely
beatable
not.
team.
Yeah.
They're beatable.
Because their forward pack is not scary anymore.
No.
2015 All Blacks?
Yes. Oh.
Jeez. Jerome Kainer.
Yes.
Jerome Kainer.
Yes. That was a nightmare.
I mean, obviously McCaw, Brody, but Brody with Talik when he's playing with Brad Thorne. Jeez, like the mixture of new and old, the continuity of forward. It was unbelievable.
The talent was insane.
It was unreal. And they could all run, pass, kick, you know. But they were big and they had their priority, first things first. The new All Black team, they don't really have a first things first forward pack. They want to be slick athletes that play this great running rugby, but they're not formidable.
Yeah.
As a pack. And as much as the guys want to play that level, that style of rugby, it's hurting them.
It is. It's hurting them big time.
If they don't bring in top brass heart, you know, like Owen Franks.
Oh.
I mean, that guy was a freaking a monster.
Hmm.
Laulala. I think Laulala now is Laulala, and there was one other guy. I think that other Oak is playing for, okay, Dalton Papali'i. We spoke about Dalton Papali'i a bit. I don't see it.
You don't see it?
I don't know why he's so rated. I don't see it. I never see a Dalton Papali'i on the field. No disrespect to Dalton. I'm sure he's doing some really good stuff. But I think he had a lot of hype around him. You know, like a Jerome Kano.
Yeah.
Man. Or Victor Vito. You know? When those Oaks, there's a legacy of All Black forwards that are just unbelievable. The new guys, I don't think that they would even really be able to win against the old guys. The old All Blacks.
Yeah.
You
know? No, but you know, then again, you also have to look at the forward pecks we're giving.
Yeah.
You know? And it doesn't really matter on the day. You know, we can start off with Kitsoff and he'll sweat you. And then give you Trevor and you'll still sweat more. So either way, you're going to sweat. You've got Ox.
Yeah, yeah.
It's insane.
So you were saying to me the other day that Ox has never dropped.
Name a game where you've seen Ox drop.
Because I don't really get the thing about Ox. I'm not saying he's bad. I just don't see what the dark arts guys, the forward guys see.
No, he's solid. He's solid. If you look at him, if you look at Trevor is solid. Trevor has popped so many locks.
Mm.
He's probably one of our best tight ends.
Really? He's good, yeah.
Trevor's great. Ox, I rate Ox. He's a unit. For forward, you want someone very solid. You know, you don't want at crucial times that you're dropping points that you should be getting.
Mm.
And that's why you have an Ox.
So the only thing is that the guys were engaging too early.
Yeah.
Now, who is deciding the engagement? Is it the hooker, the props? Like, how does that work?
It's a bit of a momentum game. And I think it was also a lot of excitement. That front row really wanted to.
Yeah, they wanted to really scrum.
They really wanted to. So I think it was a matter of just getting a bit of composure.
But if you've got an early engagement, surely that's a reset. Why is that a penalty? I don't know.
That one I don't know as well.
Although maybe it is a penalty. I'm just saying that sometimes we see referees reset the scrum.
Because the first time they got away with a bit of a warning. But the second
there was a warning.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a reset with a warning.
Mm.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know. When the box loses scrum, we always think that there's something, you know, something nefarious happening. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, no, man. Yeah, and then there was that call with not using the ball, not bringing it out quick enough.
Jeez, I don't remember that.
This was towards the end of the game. We were literally right on their line. We had just come from the mall, and then the mall collapsed.
Oh, yeah.
And that ball needed to come out.
Yeah.
You know.
And Akeith did not wait for us to bring that ball out.
Yes. Akeith. What's his version of immediate? Right, now.
Yeah, right at this moment.
He's dropping, that ball must come out.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, with the officiating, you got to be an expert to know sometimes what the hell's going on there.
Yeah. No, but power to him. You know, he gave us a game that had continuity.
Yeah.
It was a really great game to watch.
A lot of continuity.
Yeah.
Cheesy. Thanks, buddy. This has been the longest episode of the Springbok Supporters Podcast. I'm still trying to figure out to say that correctly. The Springbok Supporters Podcast.
No, but it's been great. Yeah.
Thanks for pulling in, buddy.
No, anytime, but anytime.
Listen, we don't normally, we haven't had a episode out for a while, but when the supporters need one, that's when we put one out.
Yes, and we really needed one.
And we did.
This is the perfect time to be coming back.
You know, I think I said earlier, I don't actually want to do these podcasts. I want to retire. I just want to watch the rugby game like everybody else.
You want to enjoy it.
Yeah, and just go home, you know, quietly and just live my life. But when I see a game like this that's got so much anticipation, so much, then I get the bit of the kick in my pants to make it so, you know.
Yeah.
So, guys, check out the Springbok Supporters podcast on Spotify. I'm going to try and get us onto YouTube. I'm not too savvy with it yet. But we will definitely be on Spotify. Hit the subscribe button. I don't know what that will do. I don't get any money from this. I don't want any money. Actually, you know what? If I can get money, that would be nice.
Something.
Yeah.
For the game,
yes. At least. But my point is that there's no real money in podcasting unless you're Rogan. We just do this for the chias, just to have a bit of perspective. John and I are somewhere in Africa. We don't want to say where exactly. We're not in South Africa, so we're watching with a lot of expats. And it's a real treat to be able to watch the game and to, you know, talk about it. So hit the subscribe button, share it with your mates, get us out there. I don't know what's going to happen if we become popular. I don't want to become popular, actually. If the box win, there won't be another episode.
No, but the supporters still need support. But even with the win, you know, you need some support just to manage it. Manage the excitement.
so some winner support.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like we are Batman, and if there's no bat signal, then Batman never needs to leave the house. People don't ever think about
he
that.
He goes and does groceries once in a while.
Yeah, you know, Batman just actually watches Netflix and relaxes a bit as well from time to time, you know. But anyway, hit the subscribe button or whatever it takes and share with your mates. It's been my pleasure to chat with my friend John. Thank you guys for inviting us. We've done really well. Last episode was with Dave von Huslin. I think I'm going to ask him back on the show because we had the most views or listens ever with Dave. He really catapulted the show. So I'm going to ask him back again if he's got some time, and then maybe he can tell us some insights into the Springbok, you know, world or whatever. But we'll see you guys in the next episode.
Lekker, cheers.
Cheers.
Yay!